There are those who would give, take, or pay whatever the cost to keep up the appearance or give the impression to look as though they are what they are not or have that which they really don't have. That's a hard life to live. Would you not agree? Some of you, us here today may know, may have known someone, or may even be like that. But no matter what the case, know this, that whom the Son has made free is free indeed. It's like going up the rough side of the mountain. Jesus never told us to go up the rough side of the mountain, but he did say all we had to do was to speak to the mountain, and the mountain will get out of your way. Now, let me make it clear here today. I'm not here to tear anybody down. I'm only here to say what thus saith the Lord. Now, just bear with me. Knowing and residing to the fact that the Lord is soon to come. For me, it would be insanity. It would be totally crazy to try to gain the whole world and winding up losing my soul simply because I wanted to project an appearance or give an impression or look as though I am that which I am not or have that which I really don't have. First of all, let us understand that all that we are or ever hope to be, or all that we have or ever hope to have, we all owe it to the Lord. Without him, we are nothing. But with him, we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. With him, we are children of Almighty God. Ask yourselves, those things that the enemy are offering to the world today, is it worth it? No matter what I gain on this earth, I found that I can't take any of that with me when I leave this world. I found that whether black or white, dumb, smart, red, yellow, brown, blue, rich or poor, married or given in marriage, money, houses, or land, I found none of that will help me or is worth a hill of beans to me. When I leave this world and stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I shall ask myself, was it worth it? I don't know about you all this evening, but I would rather leave this world a nobody. I would rather leave this world in rags and without a penny to count for, knowing that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I believe that it's not what we have, who we are, nor what we are that will make our place in heaven. While we are here on this earth, nothing that we can give to give a place, give us a place in heaven. But I do believe it's who we love, what we love, what we give up that will make a difference while we are here on this earth, in this world. In my closing, one thing for sure that I do know is there is only one thing that will ensure our place in paradise, and that is the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ask yourself, what have I given up? What have I done for Christ? And who will I worship in, while I'm here in this world? You know, the enemy is hard at work. He's trying to get our attention through so many facets. But I want to let you know today, all of that stuff is fading away and it's breaking down and it's giving up. But there's one thing that'll never give up, and that is Jesus in our lives. So today I ask you, look up, for your redemption does draw nigh. May God bless each of you, and I pray that you got something out of that short sermon. Give God the glory. Be saved.
Hallelujah.
And look for Christ, because he is soon to come. God bless you, and hope to see you Wednesday night.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.